The roof of ASU GAM is just about blew off at the Tuesday night opening of Motown the Musical. It's one of the loudest shows I've ever witnessed, but it was impossible not to love these songs when they are so brilliantly performed by such a talented ensemble within a compelling look at how the sound was crafted. I don't pretend to be an expert about the Motown pop music sound or the group's song hits, but the ingratiating production begins before the label's launch by Berry Gordy, who created the sound and carries through the label as it tells, with a series of theatrical explosions, about the legends that grew out of Motown. This splashy, exuberantly performed, and dynamic production will turn anyone who sees it into a Motown lover. The Motown sound is, of course, nothing like any Broadway musical you've ever heard before, but the show is so much fun to watch as pulsating dances set off many of the tunes as excellent performers recreate the performing legends associated with Motown, including Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, young stars like Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson, and groups like the Supremes. The performers essay these impressions with conviction, enthusiasm, and accuracy as they pull the audience into Motown's creation. The book by Gordy tells how the sound evolved, the political ramifications of the tunes on the then racially less tolerant 60s society when the label was born, to the rapidly changing society that emerged before Motown ended in the 80s. The over 60 hit tunes include such standards as Please, Mr. Postman, Reach Out and Touch, and Stop in the Name of Love. The dynamic production is staged with verve by Charles Randolph Wright, and Patricia Wilcox and Warren Adams created the throbbing choreography. Slickly moving scenery gives the show a suave elegance, and some scenes are staged in the audience. There's even one moment when an audience member participates with Allison Sims, who does an excellent job creating the great Ross. Julius Thomas III plays Gordy with a devilish but sincere sparkle, Jesse Nager is a smooth Smokey Robinson, and Yaron Muse handles the ill-fated Marvin Gaye with stylish sophistication. I didn't see Motown in New York, but a friend did, and he attended with me opening night. On Broadway, he saw understudies in every major role, and he was disappointed in Motown. The touring version at ASU Gamage gripped him unlike the New York performance he saw. I had a blast at the 5 stars out of 5 Motown the Musical that continues through Sunday. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.